You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
This is the Great Pets Radio Show with professional dog trainer Brian Kilcommons and Dr. Jim McKiernan of the Great Bay Animal Hospital. The Great Pets Radio Show. Now, here's Brian and Dr. Jim.
Good morning and welcome to Great Pets Radio. This is Dr. Jim McKiernan, and you asked for it. Well, I'm sure a lot of you did. We all did. It's a white day, and it's Christmas week, and we asked for it. We got it. So snuggle in. Listen up. We are talking pets on another edition of Great Pets Radio. It is a beautiful day, and get out with your pets. It's a great day to even get outside, especially if you have a northern breed. I'm telling you, they feel this kind of weather coming. They know when it's coming, and yet they just start walking around like it's ready to go. Our number is 1-888-441-9876. We're going to be talking about a lot of different stuff. We're going to keep the show really light today. I want to hear lots of stuff from you. If you can give us a call, again, it's 888-441-9876. We're going to talk about everything from what your favorite Christmas movie might be to some of the ways that you might spend holidays, some of the traditions that you have with your family or with your pet, or if your pet is your family, like many cases it can be. I did get a great Christmas card from a client pet owner, and it was a picture of them with all their dogs, and it said from, you know, the woman's name and her family, and it was just really, really cute. Anyways, we are waiting for the arrival of Brian. He is he typically is down south this time of year training gobs of people in typically warm climates, but he is not. He's joining us today, which is great. He should be here soon. As you know, we are in the middle of this snowstorm, so hopefully his safety is number one priority, and we'll do fine till he gets here. So anyways, the question is, what are you going to get your pet for Christmas? What have you thought about? What's important? What's dangerous to your pet? You know, you get online and you'll read everything. Maybe nothing's good. It's all going to hurt somehow. But there are some stuff that we like, some stuff that we don't like. The other thing we'll talk about is I'm now a regular contributor to the Dan Ray Night Side Show on WBZ Boston. I'll be going down there in a few months or so to help do the Dan Ray Show. And I did the first one this week in Boston, and it was really fun. And, you know, I thought I was going to kind of get a lot of these MIT-type questions, these really like, geez, I really need to know the exact, you know, causes of what's mistletoe going to do to a dog or a cat. And I walked away and I said, you know, The calls that we get up here in New Hampshire are really very. So my hat's off to you, because you the callers are very educated. You ask good questions, and you know, it made me proud. Some of the calls that I got down there, I was kind of like, wow, you know, they ask better questions in New Hampshire. So anyways, it's good to be back in New Hampshire after so much time in Mass. One of the things that I found, which is kind of comical, that I would like to get for my pet for Christmas, is if you read some of these, and it's everywhere now, it's on the internet, it's in the magazines, and it's something called a pet cam. And what you can actually do now is you can take a you buy this thing, it's a cam for camera, and you can put it on your dog's collar or your cat's collar, and every 15 minutes during the day it will snap a photo, so you can find out exactly what did your dog or cat do all day? Because a lot of us, you know, we know. Oh, we know what that dog does all day. He hangs around, sits on the couch, right? You might be wrong. The other thing is cats. What do we think cats do all day? You got it. Sleeping, right? Well, guess what? They found they don't, which is really cool. But they say here, cat cams full of surprises for feline fans. What do cats do when their owners are away? And there was one way to find out, called a cat cam. 50 house cats were given collared cameras. Geez, you wonder how the cats enjoyed those, right? Walking around with a big camera hanging on his neck, a big Nikon, like they're paparazzi or something. A paparazzi cat. Anyways, they took a photo every 15 minutes. The results then put a digital dent in some human theories about catnapping. Based on the photos, about 22% of the cats, time was spent looking out the windows. Isn't that amazing? 12% was used to interact with other family pets, and just 8% was spent climbing on kitty chairs or condos. and just 6% of the hours were spent sleeping. So I don't know about you, but I leave that house in the morning, and I do have a couple of cats, and I think for myself, those two are snoozing for the day. Well, guess what? They're not. They're out. They're active. They're running around. Isn't that amazing? So anyways, I want to get my, that's what I want to get my pet for Christmas. But I don't know if I can afford a cat cam this year. We may have to go with a, we may have to go with a little catnip. Incidentally, we had a caller the last couple of weeks who has a cat who is really, and feel free to give us a call today. I think her name was Marjorie. Was it?
Margaret,
yeah. But Margaret had some, she's got a, what I would call a pistol of a cat. Now this cat just has a lot of energy. And it's amazing how the boy cats, but sometimes the female cats too, just have a lot of energy. So the advice that Brian had given out was try a little catnip, because what it does is it just kind of, it winds them up. I mean, it just sends them into this play mode, and then bada boom, they crash and they sleep. So old Dr. Jim here went out last night, and we did a little shopping for the pets. So I couldn't resist, so I had to pick up a little catnip for my cat. And we brought it home, and we lined up the kids, and I prepared the kids to look at what the catnip's going to look like, and what is catnip, right? Because catnip is it a drug, and why is the cat behaving the way it's behaving? And suddenly I'm finding myself in this conversation where I'm going in circles, having a conversation about drugs with my kids, and I just wanted to give my cat some catnip. This did happen. So anyways, we gave it to the cats. Sure enough, it is such a fun treat. So for the holidays, it's not something that I would use every day on my cat, but God, they enjoy it. And it really brings such a, even the older cats who, they get tired and they don't want to jump up on the chairs anymore. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. These older cats that just sit around, you just give them a little catnip and boy, oh boy, it just cranks them up and life is good. They're ready to go. So anyway, so we gave him a little catnip last night. Now, there's a couple ways you can give it to him. You can give it to him in a toy, as you all know. Or you can give it to him, just have him eat it. Eat a little bit of it. So, but it's fun. It makes for a lot of fun for your cat, and they will run around this house, and they will go crazy, and then guess what happens? Sleepy time. So, Margaret, if you're listening, I tried it. It worked. And also, give us a call. Give us a call, Margaret, if you're listening, too. It's 1-888-888-441-9876. The other thing that comes up this time of year is getting pets for Christmas. And God, it's the cutest thing in the world. We're going to talk a little bit about that. What better thing to have a pet open up under the Christmas tree? But boy, I'll tell you, the humane societies right now are nervous as can be. So this is Dr. Jim McKiernan with Great Pets Radio, and we'll be back after this break.
Pawfume Dog Grooming and Finishing Spray is proud to be a new sponsor of Pet Life Radio. Pawfume Super Long-Lasting Sprays are available in four unique fragrances. Each Pawfume spray is fortified with the finest conditioners and detanglers to make combing out your dog more fun. Pawfume retails for only $2 per 6-ounce bottle. Pawfume is available nationwide at all Dollar General and Family Dollar stores. Why pay more to have your dog smell great? Pawfume, Pawfume.
Want to know what cats like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies, of course. Learn everything there is to know about cats on Catitude with your host, Tom Doc. Each week, we'll spotlight a cool cat breed, give up-to-date advice on cat health, and check out spiffy new cat products. So curl up on the couch every week for a perfectly enjoyable time on Catitude, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all.
Good morning. This is Brian. I just got in.
20 miles an hour following somebody. You really can't pass in this weather, so it was like a therapy program getting here. It's a little bit slick out.
Oh, it's beautiful out. Hey, Margaret, you're on the line with us. Great Pets
Go
Radio.
Canoe Cruise!
Margaret, you sound like you changed your voice a little bit. So, Margaret, how are we doing today?
Good. We got to stop meeting like this.
Oh, I love it. Thanks for listening to our show. What's happening?
Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. Talk about weird. I just overdosed. I'm eating sugar. I'm baking sugar cookies. Come on over, everybody.
Oh, so you're ready to talk.
Be careful.
Listen.
Coffee and sugar cookies. Okay.
Oh,
it's going to be a long show.
You know, my younger one, the 1.5, doesn't like to drink water out of the bowl. He likes to drink water out of the faucet and the sink and anything with water. Now, the other day I come around the corner and they're both drinking water out of the spigot.
Why don't you get one of the waterers that are like a little waterfall?
You know what? I was looking at that.
They work really well. Ben, our cat, likes the same thing. So
they get bored, and you know what? I was so nervous. I didn't put a tree up this year, but I got a lot of decorations here and there, and I can't believe he hasn't touched one decoration yet.
Well, give it time.
The only thing, you know what he likes to do? You know you have those stick-on clings on your window? I have a slider, and I got these Klingons. So the Klingon is about 5.5 feet off the ground. He keeps jumping out, so he gets them, and he just pushes them down. And he gets them all down. He jumps 5 or 6 feet just to get those down.
It's nice to have a hobby.
I know, but he gets bored. I got all these play toys. It's like I got a 1-year-old in the house, and they get bored after 5 minutes. They are bored.
You can rotate toys.
Yeah, I do.
You know, just take 2 or 3 and switch them out, and that gets it a little bit more interesting.
You got to think like a cat, Margaret. Yeah. That's what it is.
I wish I had a bigger house. I get one of those great big gigantic. They like the little condos. They can climb up and over them, you know, and all the.
Oh. I agree. The cats love those little condos. Yeah. But you know what? They're a little pricey.
Yeah, you know? $150 down there at that pet place. Ooh.
I also hear if you dress in all red, they'll play with more toys.
So listen, the catnip worked out for you pretty good?
Ask Jimbo. I'm not touching it. I'm off.
Well, you had a lot of fun with the catnip last night. And boy, it's just, you know, it's not an everyday use. But it's something that, boy, they have fun doing, playing with, you know?
Should you just leave it on the floor, or should you just bring it out once or twice a day?
Well, it depends. I mean, I think if it's inside a little stuffed thing, that's kind of chronic use. But if they're actually ingesting it, like my cat did last night, I don't think I would have them ingest
it. And also with your guys, you want to time it, because there are certain cycles they go into. So when you know they're really getting into a frenetic random activity period, also known as FRAP, that's a good time to think about putting it down.
He likes to go outside too. So, but I didn't let him. I don't want to let him out while it's snowing. But maybe tomorrow, like they go out for about a half hour and come back in.
I'm telling you, I'm not a big fan of letting cats out.
I know, but they're a pain.
Well, then you can change the environment, make it a little bit more interesting. From paper bags to little tunnels to stuff that they're going to be able to play with. But you know, if a coyote snatches it, say goodbye to your cat.
I don't let them out at night. They come in and I shake the can. I have the treats and they shake the can and they come running and then they jump up. They know if they come in, they're going to get a treat.
Good.
If they like treats, why don't you do some training with them?
Yeah, I should. Jeez.
You know, occupy. You're spending time with them anyway. Why don't you teach them to come and to sit and to down? You can do that easy enough, and it gives them some mental stimulation, which always has a calming effect.
Oh, that's true, too. I should, take more time to do that, huh?
Yeah, you can also knit them coats.
Knit them coats? Wow. They're not wimps like dogs.
Okay.
Dogs
no more.
Wimps.
Hey, cut it. No more outside.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thanks, Margaret. Merry Christmas.
Yes, thank you. Same to you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.
So,
well, my cats go outside. But they go out during the day, so I'm with Margaret on that one.
I'm not big on it.
Oh, a lot of people.
They're also nailing birds.
A lot of people aren't.
You know, and especially now. Do you have bird feeders up?
No.
Okay. So you're not setting up a buffet for the cats?
No. Oh, no.
Good.
But it's once they get a taste of it, you know, boy, it's tough to keep them in.
So I have a long-term client that just called me. They're probably in their 70s at this point. And this pertains to getting pets for Christmas, but also what you pick. Now, they've had hunting dogs because he used to hunt a lot. Mm-hmm. Now he's walking with a cane, so it's a little bit different. So he went out and he bought a field bred, and these are different from show, Springer.
Oh, boy.
It's 4.5 weeks old. You know, it's wired for sound.
Well,
is
his intent to hunt with this dog, or is the intent just to kind of...
No, he's now having some neurological problems and walking, and he's walking with a cane. And I was talking to him. I said, Jim, you know, I'd give this to somebody I don't like. you know, just the exercise requirements.
That breed is like the perfect breed. It's in terms of looks, it's the right size for people. It's arguably one of the best looking dogs. But I'm telling you, if you don't exercise them,
you know what?
It makes life hell.
Jimmy, if you looked at this dog, you probably wouldn't recognize it as a Springer. Because what they're breeding for field work is very different than show. Very different. So this being field bred, which means a very high energy level. Mm-hmm. The point is when you're bringing a dog into your household, you really need to look at what your limitations are, mm-hmm. what your energy levels are, and how much exercise the dog's going to need. To make sure this works out, what I'm suggesting to him, and we did this for another friend of ours who's run into some physical problems, we took a shepherd and trained it to be a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
So the dog really stabilizes her for walking because her balance is off, and picks stuff up for her, and it really has become a helpmate. And what I'm suggesting to these people is thinking about a service dog. He wants a dog for companionship, but you know, a five-month-old Springer at this point, he's going to be, you know, tripping over her. So it's always interesting what people pick. And are you getting a pet for Christmas? You're thinking about getting a dog or a cat? Give us a call at 1-888-441-9876. First caller will get lunch at the Weather Vane.
I like the Weather Vane.
Yeah. So.
Top five holiday hazards for pets. We're going to bring it up when we come back from break. I bet you know a couple of them, Brian.
Give me two.
We'll be back. This is Dr. Jim with Brian. This is Great Pets Radio. It's 888-441-9876. We'll be back after this break.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step-by-step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Aquariums and pond keeping are among the most popular of all hobbies in the United States and throughout the world. In fact, fish are probably the most numerous pet in people's homes and in their businesses. In Aquarium Mania, we'll learn more about the secret and not-so-secret life of fish and other inhabitants, the basics of good aquarium keeping, the complexities of the aquarium industry, and the science and art that surround this fascinating hobby. I'm your host, Roy Anong, and I'd like to thank you for joining us. Aquarium Mania.
Every week, on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Producer Adam is moving in his chair like I've never seen him move before. Welcome back. This is Great Pets Radio. It's Dr. Jim with Brian, and it's a beautiful day. Our number is 1-888-441-9876. You know, a lot of people just flat out don't like this kind of weather. They just look at it as work, you know.
I saw a couple of people walking their dogs as was driving to the show. Getting out. And after I get back tonight, I'm going to take our guys for a run.
They just enjoy it.
It's really pretty out, and it's quiet and nice.
Yeah. So anyway, so a couple of holiday hazards for your pets. And you know what, people, you probably know a lot of these already, but the number one that they talk about is chocolate. Now, chocolate is not white chocolate. It's actually the dark chocolate. And the rule of thumb is the darker the chocolate, the worse it is. So the worst kind of chocolate are those little, you know, sometimes you can buy the baking chocolate powder, mm-hmm. or those baking chocolate bars. Those are the problem ones. A lot of times when dogs get into Hershey's chocolate and stuff like that, okay. It actually, and I don't want to give an amount, but it actually takes quite a bit to ingest before you're going to see the classic life-threatening
depending
signs.
Depending upon the size of the dog.
Correct. Right. So more often than not, chocolate is a bad thing. More often than not, what we see is a good old, big old bout of diarrhea and vomiting, which is kind of nasty. But so keep your pet away from chocolate.
Well, that's what I like about table scraps. You overdo it. There is a penalty clause in there.
Yeah.
And pancreatitis is not unusual this time of year.
There you go, Kilcommons. That's number four. You just got number four, which is table scraps. But let's talk about that in a bit. But we have Olive on the phone. Good morning, Olive.
Good morning.
Welcome to Great Pets.
I heard something that made me livid, and I usually don't get livid. You're talking about adopting a pet for Christmas as a Christmas gift?
No.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, absolutely.
Never. Do you know what you do?
Go ahead.
You buy them all the supplies for the dog or all the supplies for the cat, put them in a box, and then take them to an animal shelter after the holidays. I was employed by a local shelter, not a volunteer, for 2 days a week, and we did not allow adoption
Olive,
week before Christmas.
Olive, I think that's a good point. We have been talking about that for the last, if you're a regular listener, for the last 3 or 4 weeks, we have been talking about that.
Okay.
It is the worst idea in the world, which is why Brian brought up the comment about the Springer Spaniel being bought.
Yes,
in the,
I heard.
The
I love Springers. They're lovely dogs.
But buying pets for the holidays is one of the worst things you can do. So when we said we're going to bring it up, we're going to talk about it because we've been talking about it every week.
Okay, I'll have to listen to you more. And we also would not allow black cats to be adopted, guess when, Halloween?
Who would think,
yeah. And we did not allow bunnies to be adopted the week before Easter.
Yep. Which are all very, very good things.
Okay.
I mean, before I went to break last time, I mentioned that the humane societies right now are cringing. And do you know why?
Oh, I know.
Because the novelty wears off. That puppy under the tree or that pet you get is really cool. But after that 20, 30 days, guess what? They end up where you just said.
I know.
Right.
Well, you know,
I was employed. I know. And I also don't like to see people, unless they're really dedicated, to adopt very small 8-week, 10-week-old puppies.
Most people don't realize what they're getting into.
Yeah, it's like a baby. Mm-hmm. A baby.
No, drop like.
Yes.
It's totally dependent on us for their needs, which is feeding, being clean, getting out, training,
yep,
socializing. It's a lot of work, and this is one of the reasons Sarah and I, my wife, we have 3 dogs, mm-hmm, and the next dog that we're getting is going to be an older dog, which, mm-hmm, we've done before,
mm-hmm,
because puppyhood sounds really cute. But you know what? It's a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah. I've always adopted. This is my second dog from a shelter, and I've had cats for about, 45 years, and I adopt them, and I have 2 at the moment, too. So.
Yeah,
lucky
okay,
them.
Gentlemen, I don't want to keep you.
So we cleared that up, correct?
And I'll listen to you some more.
Every okay. Sunday at 11.
Okay, fine. Take care.
Merry Christmas, Olive. Have a nice holiday. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should communicate that. Let's talk about it. I mean, we just brought it up, but, you know, we've been talking about it every week.
Hey,
not a good idea.
Cochico, from the word I hear, is giving a gift to the community. Low-cost spay neuter.
Beautiful.
They're trying to put that together.
Yeah.
So every Christmas with the family, we have more than enough stuff. So instead of giving gifts, we give different organizations that we like. My mother-in-law, she used to be a teacher. She was the headmistress of Spence, so she liked some of the women's foundations for supporting young women. So we're giving money to that. So my choice is going to be Cochico,
mm-hmm,
and I'm going to specify the donation, my family's plus my own, and maybe I can get you to kick in, for the spay-neuter clinic.
Mm-hmm.
It's really needed. It's a great idea, and I compliment them on getting that going.
Especially for cats.
Oh, especially for cats.
But, you know, think about this, though. Think about that pet that shows up around Christmas. Because I do meet people, and they bring their dogs, and they said, yeah, we just got this puppy for the kids for Christmas, is what I hear a lot. And ultimately, the kids don't do anything, and the parents take care of it. But for those people...
Oh, wait a minute. Here's the news bulletin.
Yeah.
You know, if they're 5, 6, 7, most adults have a hard time handling the responsibility of the puppy. You don't get it for the kids, put all this responsibility on them,
right,
and then have it fail.
But it becomes this novelty piece for a little bit, right? And then after, you know, we get into January
get
and everything else.
Get a Zuzu pet.
Yeah. And they don't want it anymore. And where does it end up?
Well,
a Kachiko.
Historically, what happens with most shelters is we get them between 7 and 10 months old. When they're no longer that cute puppy, they haven't trained them, they haven't socialized them, so now they're going, oh, we're done. And that's when they drop them off. Mm-hmm. So getting the puppy, or adopting any dog, it's a great investment to get into a class where you can socialize them and do early training with them.
So what to do for Christmas, what I would like to do, instead of getting a puppy or a dog or a pet under the tree, is do a number of other things. One, buy a book on how to pick the right breed. Pause to Consider is a book that you did. It's great. Talks
right.
about different breeds.
Right. A better book, I think, for most people would be My Smart Puppy. And in fact, if you do have questions, we have message boards on mysmartpuppy.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really friendly. We got trained moderators. So if you have questions about what's going to fit into your lifestyle or certain characteristics of a breed or how to introduce it to the kids and teaching the kids, go to mysmartpuppy.com, post your questions, and I think you'll be very happy with the answers that you get.
So there's, you know, get a book, a website, there is people you can talk to, there are toys you could get. In other words, what you do at Christmas time is create the nesting syndrome. So you create this environment where you're gonna set yourself up for a later date once you've done your homework. And you know what? What happens is later on when it does happen, it's gonna be more fulfilling. You're gonna be really ready and excited about it and informed and educated.
You know what I like about it?
Yeah.
You got kids. You extend Christmas.
Yep.
You know, they open all their presents, and you're going to introduce the new puppy or dog or cat or kitten, you know, after Christmas. It's a way of extending it. They still have something to be excited about, but you wait for everything to die down, so when you bring that baby in the house or a dog or a cat from a shelter, they're not traumatized with all the traffic and noise and different things.
That's right. So anyways, that's how you do it during Christmas. You know, the other thing about Christmas time, and this is something that you can talk about, Brian, is a lot of us have Christmas parties at our house. Matter of fact, mine's going to be after the New Year's. But a lot of times, this is not a comfortable situation for many dogs. And I have one dog in my mind who I know is going to freak out as soon as a lot of people come over. So what do you do if you have a dog that is not great around a lot of people? You're questioning, should I put him away? Should I put him at a friend's house? What do you
know, if that question even comes up going, should I put him away? Yes. All right, if that is a question. The other thing is, as many people who love dogs,
mm-hmm.
it's surprising how many people are so inappropriate with dogs. And they believe they can walk up to any dog, kiss it and hug it, and it's going to be fine. And dogs react to that, and they don't read it. So if you're going to have a Christmas party, the best thing you can do for your pets is exercise them beforehand and then give them a safe room. If you have a crate for your dog, put it in the crate. Give it a chew toy. But let it where it can be relaxed, safe, in a quiet area of the house instead of trying to adjust to all these people. Most dogs adjust beautifully. But if you know your dog is a little bit sensitive and or fearful, or if it's, you know, shown any signs of aggression, don't take the chance. You don't want to ruin your holidays. Give your dog or cat a break and give your guests a break.
And the other reason, too, is that the effect will be long-lasting. So it's not just going to be that one night, but you may find weeks to months down the road, now your dog is afraid of something, right?
Well,
of men, people with hats.
The other thing, if you have 20 people in the room, they don't think about going, okay, I'm giving the dog a treat, or I'm giving it a piece of roast beef or turkey or something. They don't consider the 20 other people that are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as far as your dog's getting all this food that they normally don't get, can really create some stomach upsets.
And so that is another thing, a good idea to do during the holidays. We talk a lot about crates, and there is still this mindset out there that a crate is a prison. It's a, you know, for a dog. And it just isn't. I mean, if you do it right, the crate should be, it's a little home, a little place to go into and relax, correct?
Right, it's the safe area.
Right. So why can't people try to make the crate a safe area?
Because we're doing all this jump in psychology now. You know, if we want to punish somebody, we put them in prison, which is reduced space.
Right.
So people many times look at crates like that and they say it's cruel. Well, you're not really working with your dog's instincts when you say it's cruel. It's one of the best tools that you can possibly have for training a dog, but also keeping your dog safe and saying, okay, this is your spot in the universe.
How do we do it, though? How do you then...
I feed them in their crates. I throw treats in there. I'll give them toys. If they're not used to it, I'll slowly introduce it where it's really comfortable. Sometimes we still crate our dogs, So there's a nice cushion in there. They love going into their crates.
Right.
But the thing is we use it, and a lot of times I don't want to link it to, you know, crating when people come over or we're going out. So I'll have a treat. I'll throw it in the crate. I'll go kennel. Dog runs in, gets a treat. Great. That's it. Do that 3-4 times a day. Pretty soon, every time you walk by the crate, the dog's running in there going, is this it? So they really like to adjust to it, and it's utilizing it properly.
This is Great Pets Radio with Dr. Jim and Brian. Our number is 1-888-441-9876. We're talking pets and the holidays, and we'll be back after this break.
Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's why.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Great Pets Radio. It's Dr. Jim with Brian. You know, we had these songs playing at work the other day, about 2 weeks ago, and it was kind of fun. It was festive, nice to listen to. In the back of my mind, I thought of one thing: shopping.
Man,
I haven't started shopping.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, we have time, folks. It's the 20th.
I was coming out of Planet Fitness in Manchester, and I made a wrong turn into the mall. It was like a therapy program, 45 minutes. It was just bumper to bumper, crawling along.
No.
So, and with this weather, I think everybody's going to be kind of nervous about getting enough time to get their shopping in.
I want to ask you more questions about crates, because a lot of times people don't really fully enjoy the concept, but it can be a good one, especially for the holidays. Should people put the crate in the kitchen where everybody is, or should the crate be put like in a room elsewhere in the house so the dog can be alone and quiet or with everybody? What's the best way to do that?
I like putting it where there's activity in the house.
Okay.
The dog can be part of the family and in and out and what's going on.
And if you need to, well, maybe get two. I mean, but you got to buy two. But I mean, so we would pick it up and move
it? One in the bedroom and one in the kitchen, or you just move the crate.
Yeah.
You know, so as far as doing that, and puppies go through heavy teething 4 to 6 months old. After that, you can slowly start introducing them into the house. All right. But before that time, if you want to prevent any problems, you know, out of sight isn't the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure you have enough dog toys around, that you don't correct them for chewing on unwanted objects. You substitute the appropriate object and make a big deal out of it. But I think the biggest mistake people make with crates is they just try to stuff the puppy or dog into it. And they go, okay, this isn't fun.
Mm-hmm.
So having some treats or some toys, making it a game, getting them comfortable coming in and out, linking the word with it, feeding them in their crates, makes a huge difference. And they get to relax and they're comfortable with it.
And one of the things that you've said in the past about behavior things and training is that don't expect a one-day fix. In other words, take your time on this, right? One day maybe feed it. The next day a couple of treats, toys. Just go slow. Go at the pet's pace, so to speak, right? Not at yours.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's making it fun and making the dogs comfortable. It makes it a world of difference. Most dogs and puppies adjust beautifully with it, and it's a great training tool. Also, don't forget, especially with the holidays, you know, if your dogs aren't used to kids, and all of a sudden family's coming over, and there's a lot of young kids,
mm-hmm.
one of the things you can do in getting the dog used to it is have the kids come up and give the dog a treat in the crate. You know, but letting them slowly, dogs a lot of times, if they haven't seen children, don't know what to make out of them. So a slow introduction where it's controlled is a better way as far as introducing it. And also, you know, I've had people walk into my house, you know, they're like, oh, I just love dogs. And they're going wacko and the dogs are now getting excited and they're starting to jump up and they're petting the dogs when they jump. And I'm going, you know, please don't pet them. They go, well, I don't mind. And I look at them and go, of course you don't. You don't live with them. You know,
right.
Take a breath, calm down. Wait till the dog calms down, then give them some attention, but I don't need you ramping them up.
Each week we are privileged to talk about getting a pet adopted, and we speak with the Cochico Valley Humane Society, and what we try to do is we try to learn about one particular pet each week that just is tickling the fancy of Karen Fogarty, who is the manager of Cochico. So
the
good morning, Karen.
Good
morning.
How are we doing this week?
Doing well. It's been a busy weekend.
Good.
What do you mean, busy?
Lots of adoptions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you comfortable with that over the holidays, or?
We're doing a case-by-case. People who've been looking for a long time, we're adopting to. Those that are coming in for a present, we're kind of holding off, so.
Okay.
And is that happening, Karen? Are people coming in saying, I'd like to get a present for my family or something?
We've had a few people come in, and we, you know, we go over the reasons why Christmas is a little too much, just like you were talking about, for the animals to go home and have to settle in at that time, so. Seems to be working pretty well. They'll come back after.
So what has your experience been like, Karen, after Christmas, January 10th or so?
It seems to be better. That, you know, the families have settled down a little bit better, calmer in the household, easier for the dogs to go home, or cats for that matter.
But are they coming? But do you get an onslaught of dogs and cats after the holidays? Because people said, oh, we just, oh no.
We get some puppies. You know, the unwanted gift. Definitely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's out there. It's not rampant, but it is out there. It does happen.
Yeah, it
okay.
does happen for sure.
So what do you got this week? Anything tickling your fancy?
Well, we actually have a bunch of greyhounds right now, and one in particular. Her name is Glow. She's 2 years old, fawn, and just came from Becker College, actually, where she went through a training program, and she's just really a well-mannered, nice dog.
Now, she was trained for.
She went through basic obedience and agility, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
A greyhound doing agility.
When did they start this at Becker?
About 5 months ago, I guess. It's a program the college is running with the vet students there, and they had a blast with it.
Nice.
Yeah, so we've got some nice greyhounds.
Oh, beautiful. So the dog's name is Glow?
Glow.
Your name is Karen Fogarty from Cochico?
Yeah, and hey, Karen, what are some of Cochico's needs here? Since the holiday season, and, you know, instead of buying something, maybe giving a donation to the Cochico Valley Humane Society. Give me the list here.
Desperate need for cat food, canned and dry. And certainly toys are always a big one because the dogs do like to shred them up.
All right, that means Kongs.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of the better toys to give.
Absolutely.
So toys. What about the spay-neuter clinic? Is that true?
It's on its way, definitely.
It is. So people can donate for the spay-neuter clinic.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
All right. So toys, cat food, and spay-neuter clinic. So if you're in a position to be generous and caring, Cochico does a great job. So I'm writing you guys out a check.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So. Karen, happy holidays.
You too.
All right, thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
You know, thanks for bringing that up, Brian. One of my employees also works with Best Buy, and the story came out this week how a couple were in there. They looked over, and they saw two gentlemen in their, you know, combat fatigues, their military guys. And she walked over, and she said, what are they looking for? And then the Best Buy employee said, well, they're buying a laptop. And she said, you know what? I want you to do this. I want you to buy them the laptops, right, from me. I'll pay for them. Don't tell them it was from me because they're going to not take it.
Right.
And sure enough, she said, just tell them it's our way of saying thank you for what you do and Merry Christmas.
Right. There are a lot of people that are not as well off.
Yeah.
Many of us.
Yep.
You know, and I think one of the things about Christmas, I went online last night looking for Christmas dog stories. You know what? Everything came up about selling different products and everything else. You know, it's become so merchandised-driven
mm-hmm.
that I think, you know, giving the real gift that matters. either helping a family that needs it or helping the shelter like Cochica.
Absolutely.
Or doing something that really is going to improve somebody's life.
But it's nice to hear those stories. I left Staples two or three nights ago, and this guy chased me down in the parking lot.
You mean you were escorted out of Staples?
No, I was walking out. Anyways, he chased me down. He kind of startled me a little bit, and he said, excuse me, did you, and I turned around, and he said, it was, you know, dark, but it was like, did you drop $10? Because it was $10 on the floor right where you just were. And I said, actually, no, I used a credit card. And he said, well, somebody just dropped it. So the point was, the guy chased me down thinking, so we both looked at each other and said, well, I don't want it. It's not mine. And it could be yours because you found it. And we said, why don't we donate it to somebody?
Salvation Army or...
You got it. And we both just kind of looked at each other. We shook our hands and we went about our business. So, yep, I have $10 still in my pocket. But those kind of stories make you feel like, you know, there's hope for us, you know?
Well, and I think it really brings back what Christmas is about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is caring for each other.
And caring for each other and spending, I'm telling you, if your pet could have one thing, I mean, I have lists in front of me of the top 20 cat toys and dog toys.
Oh, Dr.
We
Jim,
haven't even,
the veterinarian.
We haven't even, I don't even want to talk about them. I read through them and it's like, yeah. The one thing your pet wants, especially your dog, is time. And that is everything. That is, they just wag that tail and, oh, you're going to take me for 2 walks today? Huh. You know, bonus. Put a ribbon on that.
Yeah.
That's it. Just give them time.
And this is with all the junk about training and behavior. You know, just communicating with your dog and being able to direct and reward makes a huge difference. And taking 3-4 minutes out of the day and going, okay, we're going to learn something new, right, makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
It really creates a much better bond. So if you have a question, give us a call, 1-888-441-9876. You're with Dr. Jim McKiernan. I'm Brian Kilcommons. We will be back.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at petplanetmagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
That's it. You're madder than a junkyard dog, and you're not going to take it anymore. Your feathers are ruffled, your dander is up, and you've got a definite bone to pick. Join us each week on Pet Peeves, the show that lets you dig through the dirt and unleash your passion for pets. Your host, pet expert, and award-winning author, Amy Shojai, will talk about what makes you howl and what hisses you off. Pet Peeves, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Adam, our producer here, is getting creative. Okay. You up nights doing this or what, Adam?
Adam, boy. Welcome back to Great Pets Radio. It's Dr. Jim with Brian.
So... we're going to family for Christmas, and all our guys are coming with us, with the exception of Ben, the cat, and the horses. But we're taking our dogs.
And the horses. Kilcommons shows up with his stable of horses.
Really?
All right, come on, everybody. Load them out.
All right, they'll be fine in the garage, believe me.
We're just here for a couple of days.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but they all come out very orderly, one by one. They sit down and they wait to be told what to do.
Even so, I was talking to my sister and my mom's up. And we're going to go there for Christmas. And I said, we're bringing the three dogs. So she was like, okay. But they're well behaved, and but there's a big difference when you're not used to dogs and three of them show up.
Hey, it's amazing how much the airlines right now are just throwing out incentives for flying with your pets. It's huge now. JetBlue passengers get 2 points for every flight taken with their account.
Yeah, what are they charging now? It's not inexpensive.
No, but they're really promoting it now. There's actually a Pet Airways out there now that just takes dogs and cats.
Right.
Hear about that?
Flying them around. There was a...
Imagine being that flight attendant.
They're having an incident.
Water.
And yeah, really.
Chew toy.
Yeah. Milk bone. So there's been a rash of puppy mill closings in L.A. For Chihuahuas. And the pet airline, they've stepped up to the plate and are helping transport them to other places around the country.
Well, you know, I wonder if that Beverly Hills Chihuahua movie had something to do with that. But
it always, well, that and, you know, Airhead Hilton.
Do you know that's the number one dog that was voted? That
Paris Hilton?
No. The number one dog that bites veterinarians.
Chihuahuas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who would think? You know, they're not meant for everyone. And if you have small kids, you don't get a Chihuahua. So, you know, they're a lovely little breed, but they're very small, and they can be very yappy and or aggressive.
And biters. They like to bite vets.
Well, I don't blame them.
Hey, so. Other things. We talked about chocolate. Christmas trees, you know, Christmas trees, just be careful of your ornaments. They break. Dogs eat them, they get ingested, so keep the glass stuff up high is what I usually do, you know.
And I put a nail in the ceiling and then tie the tree to the nail.
That'll do it.
So
the other thing you had in your book, Good Owners, Great Cats, was cats we know will climb the trees, is actually tying the ornaments to the tree instead of having a hook, which I thought was a great idea.
That, and also cats hate citrus. So getting some of the room deodorizers that are citrus-based, putting that under the tree, many times will deter the cats.
Or even putting your tree in a different room and closing the door is a smart idea.
Yeah.
You know, we all know about poinsettias, mistletoe, you know, holly, pine, balsam. There is basically all of these plants we have. Assume your plant at home is toxic until proven otherwise. You know, just assume it is. Not all, you know, so just be careful on that. The last thing, and this is my list here, was table scraps. You mentioned it. Oh, let's just please just give them something like a kibble.
One of the things about table scraps, you overdo it, you're going to be cleaning up. And it really is an incentive for, you know, as far as not doing bad behavior. You know, no more than 10% of your dog's diet should be table scraps. And the fatty stuff can cause pancreatitis, as Dr. Jimwell knows. So little is more here.
Less is best.
Yes. Wishing everyone a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your pets. Get out in the snow. Let your dogs play around.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. The whole thing. We'll just lay it all out.
Kwanzaa, whatever.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Great Pets Radio over the last 2 years. We're going to continue it next week on Sunday at 11 o'clock. For Brian Kilcommons, I'm Dr. Jim McKiernan. Have a great holiday. Take care.
Happy.
You've been listening to the Great Pets Radio Show here on AM 1270 WTSN. Join Brian and Dr. Jim next Sunday for more informative pet talk.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.